Support for its packline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Welcome to Talk Line. Today, September 19. Yes, September 19th. Yes, Talk Line, the radio show for really you, the listener, to be able to call in and share or write to us at radio@kyuk.org. What you may have on your mind, I'll give out the numbers real quick. 907-543-5985. 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And with me today running the booth is Rita. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Diane.
Quick question. Is this on TV?
I just put you on.
Oh, I'm now on TV.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You may send your Emmy and nominations to Hollywood for Diane on Talk Line. You can watch live, I guess, if you want to see this live on TV on channel 17.1, which seems complicated. I don't really know how to get on 17.1, but some of you probably do. I'm going to go to Leonard from Antioch. Good morning, Leonard. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I got a little complaint against YK, but first of all, what I want to say is a big thank you to all the health aides in our region. They're the ones that take care of us.
Nice.
And I like that. That's a big thank you. But anyway, the thing is, my wife got medevaced to Anchorage from Antioch, 4 o'clock in the morning with the Learjet. And she had a heart attack, by the way. And,
sorry.
We got released yesterday. So they tell me to call travel here in Anchorage so they can take care of our travel. They said, no, you're from YKG region. They have to do it. So I call YK. YK say no. Anchorage's the one that medevaced you guys in. They got to take care of it. And there I am, stuck yesterday. If my friends and relatives in Antioch didn't take care of our fare with Ryanair today, we would have to be here over the weekend, and who knows how long more. I mean, that shouldn't be. I mean, no wonder I can see all these homeless people here in Antioch. I mean, in Anchorage. They, maybe they got medevac from their villages and they can't go home. They just stay here. I don't know what's the problem with YKG. If they can't handle it, why don't they put that program to ABCP or somebody that can do it, or back to their own health agent, wherever they're from. Why don't they take care of the travel? They know what's going on. And another thing, mm-hmm. One more, okay?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Now, you know, a lot of people go through Bethel, right, from the villages. And you got to sit in the airport 6 to 8 hours going, whether it's going to Anchorage or coming from Anchorage, to catch your next flight. Sometimes overnight or twice in 2 nights, you know. I mean, that's pretty hard on elders, and I pity them, especially the ones with young kids that have to stay in the airport all day, nowhere to go. I mean, if they let the health agent in their own village take care of their travel, they would be home faster. So anyway, that somebody's going to get the bill, by the way. And I that's what I wanted to get out of my chest. I thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I'm so sorry that kind of stress over a really hard health situation. I hope your wife is doing better and stabilized.
Well, we're scheduled to go home at noon, so life is better, I hope.
Okay.
But, it's just them pointing fingers at, no, they got to do it. No, they got it. And, you know, they just give you the runaround, and by the time it gets settled, you won't be home for another 3-4 days, the way it sounds, if you're going home, if they take care of you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me.
I'm sorry you went through that, and thank you for calling and sharing, because maybe other people also have experiences like that, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
I thank you much, ma'am.
Thank you, Leonard. Have a good travel home.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right, so today we've had a few days of really beautiful weather. Actually saw blue skies. It's a very beautiful shade of blue, too. Clouds look super white. It's just really pretty up in the sky. After we had a few weeks of overcast, drizzle, rain. So, do you ever go out around here, Rita, to go berry picking outside of Bethel, or do you boat somewhere?
Last time we went towards BIA.
Mm-hmm.
Past the ball.
Oh, okay.
And
wait, did you park over by the ball and then hike in, or just drive past and keep going somewhere else down the road?
Drive and hike.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a good area. There's a place. I don't berry pick very much. I know it's weird, too, because I pass a lot of berries. I just eat them along the way, but I'm too busy looking around, and I'm taking pictures, and I'm wanting to roam all over and bending down all the time to pick up berries. So anyway, I do pass some really nice patches that I'm willing to raffle the location. But anyway, I do know where some good blackberries are. And I haven't seen like a ton of cranberries on the kind of the walks I've been going on, but probably other people are good at that.
My mom and my sister went like last week, and they picked red berries, and there was a lot of patches of red berries.
Nice.
So they walked from Larson.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a lot of red berries.
Oh, they went out like that, you know, they've got that outer road. They parked up in there and then walked in. Okay. Nice. All right. Because, you know, where the sand pit is, they're doing even more clearing now for the sand pit. But I remember taking Esther Green to get red berries, and then we drove by. I took her down to the sand pit, and I said, oh, my gosh, look, that's where you used to get red berries. And it was all sand now. Yeah, they really. And another area they did was a lot of blueberries, and no more. So anyway. But our weather's looking good this morning so far. It looks like today for, Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, today there will be a chance of rain, but mainly before 10 a.m. So we're past that point. Scattered showers maybe after 4 p.m. And then Saturday, isolated showers after 10 a.m. And I just have up to Saturday. Okay, so we're going to go to an anonymous caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good morning. I'm the anonymous caller.
Yes.
For this morning, and good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to have a little bit of change of subject in regard to, this will be in regard to our younger generation today, in the villages and in Bethel. And because it's affecting a lot of children, school kids, and everything. I remember there was...
No. Wait, turn up the mic, Rita. What are you doing? I can't hear her. Sorry. I'm sorry. Am I still on the air?
Yes.
Oh, where is the caller? Okay. Oh, sorry. We had a little snafu there.
I got cut off a while ago, but I wanted to mention, I'm not mad or anything. I just want to bring this out as a concern for our younger generation today, school kids and everything. And I want to elaborate on this protesting that was being, it was happening this summer about, you know, that transgender and all
okay.
that.
Okay, so wait, I'm going to ask you to hold just for a second because we're not, listen, just be, just, you know, respectfully, I wanted to let you know that there can be no negative commentary about any human being in this town. Okay, so if it does get toward that, what'll happen is we'll turn down your sound and you probably will not be able to complete what you're saying. So I just want to put that out there because we don't really want any human being to be under some kind of negativity or kind of rumors and stuff like that. We don't really want to have that on the show, okay? Do you agree to that?
Yes, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Thank
but
you.
I won't be mentioning any names or anything. Okay. I just want to get this message out to our young people, to reach out to our young people about this negativity going on within our children. We never used to see this this transgender issue within our villages or in Bethel, Alaska.
Okay.
Now it's becoming an issue, and we want to encourage. Remember you and Lucy always talk about elder wisdom on the other show. It's similar to that. We need to reach out to these younger people in order for them to, you know, understand that we cannot just live like this. And about, I just want to say last thing, one more. You know, anyway, it was a former LKSC employee who was holding that 8647 sign, and it's not good. Okay, good morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I didn't quite catch that last part, but maybe that's for the best. So just a reminder, people out there listening, we don't want public radio to be a source of rumors, misunderstandings about the way people are, and we do try to limit those kind of calls, or we may turn the sound down and kind of gracefully exit the person from the call. And so just be mindful of that. So anyway, happy to take calls, and if you want to talk about some of the news stories that are going on. The state of Alaska is asking the Supreme Court to rule out rural subsistence fishing priority. So they want to take away rural subsistence priority, and they're asking the Supreme Court now to overturn those laws. So that may be something you want to talk about, you know. So we're going to go to Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Talking about negativity, negative things about other people and other movement and other things, that's what is the problem in there. when we people talking really all bunch of stuff negative against the Trump, against the Republicans, that's okay. That's okay. About Christianity, that's okay. But if somebody say try open something, that is free speech. That is her decision. That's what is protected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody have same equal rights to say and express own opinion, and that is her opinion, nobody else. So if we're talking free speech and express is one way, it's no good, but other way it's fine. So come on, just be honest and let her express herself, what she thinking and have in mind, mm-hmm. and see how the people follow up.
Mm-hmm.
There was one of them, fire comedian, when he jumped on the association, Charlie, to kill him. And the comedian was making a joke with it. And that's okay? That is not okay. I'd be fired him too if he didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to the running on somebody else. It's free speech. Charlie, he was free speech. He was a good Christian. He support. He been both sides. And he was killed. And to some donkey comedian making joke with it, because and then going to the street and protecting free speech. Why did not do that and protect his life in there, and nobody say nothing? But you see, this what is going on in here. This, I talk to people in battle, some of them on the high position in there, and they're saying, "Oh, if I could, I kill this guy and this guy on the Republican side," you know. And what he do to wrong to you? This what he doing? Thinks what he do? That's why he's reading, talking nonsense like that. There's mm-hmm. no the people have brainwashed and is going that way and translating one section in there.
Mm-hmm.
But no allowed the liberal states and liberal radios no that try allowed to express other side and do the free speech. That is in my opinion. That's why that lady what she call and try to tell something what she have in mind and what she thinking is doing the wrong thing, you tell her don't say anything.
Well,
but
you know,
if somebody telling about a Christian or Republican or Trump, you just loaded with it and let them go and tell anything what they have in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is true or not? Is every explanation is everything what is? I never heard one word good allowed me talk about the Trump. Never heard one or the administration, not one good word all of these years, with the first time and second time and between it.
Well, you're welcome to say anything positive about the Trump administration that you'd like to.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
No, I already said it. I never heard nobody from your side said it. I've always said everybody know I'm Republican and everybody know I'm defending. It's nothing like, if you want to say something, it's nothing like everybody respect the magical word with 6 months if he just touches the magical stick and world United States get perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We get enough in there with the crap for so many years, corruption and the socialism, communists coming left and right and taking away and changing the law to get somebody conviction. They're changing the law in New York to be sure no expired, just kill him for billions, millions of dollars, totally, for what no have even qualification to do that and assign how much they worth it, how much the money work on all stuff. The judge not allowed witnesses with Giuliani. He have witnesses. I watch that thing. I watch the movies, not two ladies that getting boxes that's on, in there from the cameras. They're not allowed that. They do the protect wrong thing. The people see that. How I you know, how I support those. I'm not supporting these things. And mm-hmm. that's the thing, what they're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest. Just be both ways honest, not just only one state and sitting and sitting on somebody's back. Mm-hmm. And allow the people express them. It's like this lady. Why do you not let her tell us what she's having in mind?
Right. Well, I'm not...
That guy from Akiak or Anyak upriver, what he said, you guys just cut him off completely. He's not allowed even calling you. Even talking mm-hmm. about Christian, about the movement and the stay away, breaking families and stuff. And you guys cut him off. You're just not allowed to talk to him anymore.
Okay, that's kind of an old story.
That is an old story, but the old story connecting to the new story is mm-hmm. everything hooked up together and exploding deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You see, we have to pull out those holes, goggles, and look a little bit around and behind, see what's going on in there, what was going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have had the ability to say whatever you wanted just now, Cesare.
Yeah.
can critique.
You can critique liberals
liberals and leftists or whatever, you know.
No, it's not
all liberals. You're free to do that.
It's not liberals. I'm not saying about the personality people because I love the people. I don't care who is liberal and who is not liberal. I don't care. I love them all. But this does have own opinion.
I think it's like a kind of a fine line, right? Because talk line goes out all over, and if we point out particular people or particular ways that people are, it could be very harmful, and it's not worth it. But everyone is still free, maybe to express themselves to their friends. They can write letters to the newspaper. They can do other things, but maybe not be able to call talk line and do it. But that doesn't mean they're not free to actually express themselves elsewhere.
Talk line not allowed telling them what they're allowed to others?
No, I mean, what I mean is they can write they can write Delta Discovery. Or they can.
Why not radio, not the talk line?
Because the talk line does not allow attacks on people, and we're not going to have that.
There is not attack on the people. There is attack. She expressed herself. Is something not right? What was before is changing everything wrong direction with her mind. That's what she tried to tell, why? You know what she tell her why? So. You think that's okay? That's what talk line. That's why they're cutting the budget up. 87 board of directors of Nationwide, they're all Democrat liberal. It's not one even Republican in there.
Mm-hmm.
So why did not cut them up when everybody sitting in the country and sitting on the back Republican?
Yeah.
I think
the U.S. government right now is making a lot of powerful moves that you probably would support. And so I'm not worried that there isn't fair expression.
With 4 years, you know,
people.
You have to, it's nothing magical to change it, everything what was bad with a split second,
mm-hmm.
with a split few months. We need time because we've been, I've been in the comments, I see how bad is in there, and this thing slipping that direction so bad, these people would walk in, they have no freaking idea what being under the communist kind of would live in there, and really support them. Like yesterday in Washington D.C., there was Congress interview CD mayor and district attorney, and she said murder admitted. He gets sentenced 5 years, and he said, "Oh, because our program, we don't want criminals keep it too long."
Okay.
5 years for premeditated murder,
uh-huh.
kill people. That is the way to keep the criminals away and kill you kids or your family.
Hmm. I'm not familiar with that story. You're coming up on the time thing, Cesare.
Okay. Have a good day. Enjoy. Pick the berries. They're good for you.
Okay.
Good exercise. good for your heart.
Yes.
And good for your health.
And the mushrooms.
And a mushroom.
Yeah.
I got a few of them, but not too many this year.
Oh, okay.
I have to go to the tent, but they, on the targeting, they have some good one in there. Mm. I have to pick them up if it's not too late.
Yeah. Go get them.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Clara Morgan from Antioch. Good morning, Clara. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. It took me 10 minutes to get on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're on, though. What would you like to say?
Okay. I heard my nephew earlier about travel.
Mm-hmm.
Patient travel. I don't know what's going on with YK and Anchorage. Anchorage says YK has to pay it. YK says Anchorage has to pay it. No matter what. If a patient from the YK Health Corporation is sent to Anchorage, like Antioch, we have the sub-regional clinic. The purpose of it was to serve 13 villages in this area, and patients come to Antioch and then be referred by the mid-level to Bethel or to Anchorage from here. But no, they went back to being referred to Bethel and back to travel. There was a lady and her daughter went to Anchorage for chemo. Mm-hmm. And they went out to Alaska. Alaska didn't have travel for them. So they went back to travel. And travel wouldn't let them come home for 12 days. 12 days they sat there after their appointments.
Oh, wow.
Why? No matter what, if we go in from a YK Delta, whether they were medevac from Antioch to Anchorage, YK is responsible for the travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because why where YK area?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Oh, man. It sounds like. I'm so sorry that they went through that.
I was a health aide. Mm-hmm. I was with Medico for 42 years. 10 years, my husband and I were volunteer medical aides. No training at all. We took care of every emergency and every sick person without any training.
Wow.
Dealing with Bethel.
Wow.
And then for YK started, and I was hired as a health aide.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going backwards from our time.
Hmm.
More technology, more confusion.
Mm. Wow.
As to getting more into technology,
yeah,
I retired from being a health aide supervisor at the YK Delta.
Wow. I'll bet that you have an amazing understanding of what's been going on over the years.
I do.
Yeah.
And what I'm asking is, get CEO Dan Winkleman on a talk show with someone from travel.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I get pissed every time I hear something with the Health Corporation. I worked YK from the day it was born.
Wow.
Till I retired in 2000. It's frustrating.
I can hear it in your voice, and I'm so sorry. It shouldn't be like that.
They don't realize they're keeping the patients there waiting for a certain day of travel. and Medicaid is paying for their lodging. Where, if they send home the people when they're supposed to go home, they'd have those rooms open for other patients, new patients that are coming in, instead of having them hold up with someone that is done with their appointment but has to stay there because of all the, excuse me, screw-ups. It's frustrating. And I hope the whole YK is hearing me. I just heard my nephew on there, and get Dan Winkleman on there with a travel person from travel for a talk show.
Okay. Well, thank you for that suggestion. We'll let the station manager know. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
thank you.
There's a lot of frustration. These villages up here that are covered by the Annex of Regional Clinic, if they have the money, they go to Anchorage on their own for their medical. Because it's like the upriver villages are forgotten and have been for a long time. I was a supervisor in structural health aids. I covered villages off and on from Charles Gate to Lyon Village and the four gas villages on the Yukon. I had 6 to 7 villages at a time.
Wow.
I made 2 trips a year to each village, instructing new health aides, keeping up their skills. I mean, it's like upriver is forgotten. They want to get a resolution and transfer to the Anchorage Service Unit.
Yeah.
But they kept giving the runaround like they can't.
Yeah. Well,
they could. Claire, it's their privilege.
Yeah.
Thank you if I took too much time.
No, you're good. Thank you, Clara. Thank you so much and for your service in the health field. We are going to go to our little station break, so I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. I hope it gets better.
I know. Take care. Okay. So, Rita, are we going to do our – we're going to do – we kind of slipped by there, but thank you, everyone, for being patient. We're going to do our little break, and then please, if you'd like to call, do so.
Nice plan.
Sorry about that. Rita, you didn't give me a signal or anything. Okay, back to Talk Line, and we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, welcome.
You know, listening to that, those concerns from ANIAC, I think even more than a radio show, they need to actually have a town meeting up there. They have a beautiful big sub-regional clinic and have a town meeting, because it sounds like from that retired lady, bless her heart for still volunteering and all that, they need to hear from the community. And if they have a regional meeting, the other neglected nearby villages can also share their feedback, because it's so wrong. It's a disservice. It's a break. It's breaking the promise of health care for the people. And it's just wrong in so many ways that people are going through that when they're dealing with heart attacks and cancer and things like that. So I want to up the ante and say, go out there and have a town meeting and face the music front line on what they're dealing with.
Okay.
Really, I find it outrageous. And, you know, I'm not native and I don't live there, but it's just wrong. It's breaking a promise. And the board, the YKHC board members need to be upset about this too. And something needs to be done. For sure.
Yeah.
And then I understand there's 3 candidates for city council and 4 vacancies, and they're looking for a write-in candidate. And I don't know if they're meeting be spelled right. It would be C E Z A R I, or maybe it's Y.
Y. Oh, Cesari.
Okay. For sure. I mean, we had a, you know, I don't know. There's people on all sides of the fence that call Talkline. There was somebody that called a couple of weeks ago that said, all the city council members are Democrats. Oh, no, they're all Democrats. Like, that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have even thought of that? Because when we vote for city council candidates, we're talking about people, not parties.
Yeah, that's true.
And that same individual, maybe he's listening and he'll call, he said career politicians are bad. It's regular politicians. But I don't know, what's a career politician? It's somebody that keeps being voted in. Why do they keep voting in? Because the people like them. They're doing their job. So it's like, that's the job security of a politician. They do what they say they're going to do and what the voters want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe there's politicians that nobody wants to run against, so we're stuck with them. But I don't know what, I didn't know what career politician meant, and I wanted to throw that question out there. People, if they're voted in and again, again, and again, it's people like them. They vote for them.
Yeah.
Job security, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, responding to those calls, I think I covered that. I wanted to put a plug in that tomorrow there's a craft sale at the VFW Bingo Hall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and that's from 10 till 2, opens at 9 for vendors. And we're going to have a table for freebies for teachers. It'll have some classroom posters, USA maps, world maps, stuff like that. And then Monday, the auxiliary members are going to do a teacher appreciation thing for the teachers at the in-services. And that'll be like bags of goodies and information and hot dogs and all that. But
Sounds good.
Saturday to tomorrow will be promoting just, you know, school starting, and we need to support our teachers, all of them.
That's right.
Teacher aides are awesome, too, so they can pick from that table if they see something they want. So I just wanted to put a plug in for the craft sale, because today's Friday and tomorrow's Saturday, and we want to know what's going on around town.
Perfect.
And the Winter Shelter is going to do an open house tour, fun work party thing tomorrow. I think it picks up at 11 till 5, and that's at the Winter Shelter. They got the new apartment building. They're going to be baking and freezing some foods and things like that.
Okay.
The public community is invited to do that.
That's 10 to 2, did you say? 10 to 2 or?
10 to 2 is our craft sale.
Oh.
11 to 5 is the thing at Winter Shelter.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so go shopping first and then go over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that the youth groups have various volunteer hours they need to do and all that. And I think they would have a blast at Winter Shelter, because it's got a lot of positive energy there now.
Mm-hmm.
And they can... I think they're going to make a bunch of food and freeze it for future dinners and things like that that they do over there. They do a Tuesday, Thursday afternoon showers and laundry. And then I think in October they open up again as an overnight shelter. They just don't have the funding to be year-round with overnight shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they did. And I wish they had funding for daytime programs, too. But, you know, maybe that's down the future. It's challenging to write grants and piece them all together and make things happen. And, you know, you fight for what you have. And with the current federal administration, not only fighting for what we have, but fighting to keep it. You know, you look for future grant opportunities, but now we're back to, like, dog paddling and just trying to keep things pieced together to barely, you know, do the overnights and mm-hmm. things like that. So I really encourage the community to be involved with what's going on at Winter Shelter. If you look at Anchorage in the statewide news, they dump all this on the city to do. Now, the city here is busy with them, too, but not to the extent in Anchorage where they're making them move them around and shut down camps and all this other stuff. It's really just dumped on the city's lap in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. And you look at the demographics of the homeless and what parts of Alaska they come from. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, not that many are from our region mm-hmm. as opposed to other regions that are having people homeless in Anchorage. So we are making ground. We're gaining something. It's hard to see that, and I think a lot of the public, they don't know that. And then there's people that go, well, they'll go away if you don't feed them. You know, there's that kind of attitude. But I think there's a bigger picture of looking at people as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Not writing them all off as, oh, a bunch of inebriates or mm-hmm. whatever. Because mm-hmm. you get to know these people individually. I mean, I remember this one fellow, he'd make these beautiful bead bracelets. And he said in his village, some people were living in his house. And if he'd went back there, they'd be homeless. But they did move on, and he's back in his village, and he's doing good. You know, you get work with these guys individually. When they get into that, if they qualify for that apartment that's next to the winter shelter, when they get out of survivor mode, then they can start looking at their own issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, individually. And some are exploring going to treatment programs and things like that. So it is something that needs to be understood better by a lot of people that kind of have a negative connotation and want them to all go home. Well, what does go home mean? This is their home.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be where their friends are,
mm-hmm.
Things like that. So it's like get to understand both sides of any issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an informed, educated opinion on the thing. That's
yeah.
all. Uh-huh.
All right.
Well,
Thank you
all
Susan.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
And enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the swans. The swans
I
are
know.
Now out at the lake.
Yep. Love seeing
yep.
them.
And if mm-hmm. you go to the craft sale at VFW, there's a lake behind there that the swans like.
Yeah,
so
take a peek.
Some pictures and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, I'm going to go to a couple of emails we have. This is one from Anonymous. I think everyone around the region should be reminded of this quote. Late Paul John said, Alamek Yuituk, I don't know, I can't speak Yuktan. There are no other persons, only people. In our Yupik culture, and like around the whole world, there are those who are, and there's a Yupik word here, meaning men who act like women, and those who are women who act like men, and there's a word in Yuktan for that, and they engage in relationships with the same gender, and there is nothing wrong with that. There is no shame in that. There is no judgment. One of them said that they were respected and revered by their tiny villages because they had two spirits, one that was male and one female. They were respected because most were shamans and helped with illnesses, helped hunt and fish for families, and helped care for children, and they cooked meals. They were very skilled in men's work and hunting and sowing and gathering and preserving food. Guyana. Okay, thank you for that email. And I have an anonymous email to read. If you get a chance to read the book Inner Excellence, you will love it. It's about facing your challenges and defeating your fears. Well, thank you for that book recommendation. And the last email, and then I'm going to go to a caller. I have no idea what a true politician. I don't follow politics. Okay, so you probably, that person probably bases it on their actions and what kind of things they support. All right, we're going to go to an anonymous caller. Welcome to Talk Line. Anonymous, you are on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
I'm going to read something that was shared to YKT in February this year. I would like to share my thoughts on the experiences and stories of issues with our health care system.
Okay.
I know many of you will have the same issues or complaints. You know YKT has gotten a lot of funds for all the communities you are serving. But where is our service? No health aid in most of our communities up this way in our area. It seems like we have to complain and nag YKT for the services we all deserve within our communities. I have seen and read complaints on social media, and it sure saddens me to see what poor services we are getting, and not only in our area, but have also read when patients go to Bethel for care, there is lack of services also. It is so sad to see our people going to Bethel for care of serious issues and having to go back home with no help, then get the runaround for appointments and travel. How can you better serve our people? Maybe you need to look at who is running the show. Times are changing, and maybe it's time to change leadership. If you are getting so much attention with complaints, where is the respect, sharing, and caring for our people? What is your goal for our people in YK region? I came across this on their website. At the YKT Health Corporation, we administer a comprehensive health care system throughout 58 rural communities with a mission of working together to achieve excellent health. This would be great to achieve excellent health, but it all seems in a standstill mode due to our clinics not being filled with health aides. And there's another. Our corporation vision and mission is guided by our values of optimism, compassion, pursuit of excellence, personal growth, importance of family, trust, and elder knowledge. And these are my thoughts of optimism. YKT brings hopeless, since most of our communities don't have the health care system in place. Compassion should be within all of you to really care for our people. Pursuit of excellence. Need to really look at this again, especially for our communities without health aids. Personal growth could show colors, especially since YKC has earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval. Importance of family, is this only for YKC and their families? Trust, how can we trust when we don't receive the services that is expected? Elder knowledge, you use this for respect, or are you really relying on all our elder knowledge? Thank you. That's
all
what
right.
I have to say.
Thank you for bringing that out. It really relates to a couple of our calls. Appreciate that. Okay. Bye. Have a good day. Oh, okay. I didn't hear the hang-up sound that I'm used to hearing. Okay, just a couple of announcements here. For those that miss the weekend monthly food bank, there will be a distribution from the warehouse on Second Row Housing today, September 19th, from 4 to 6 p.m. So, again, food boxes from 4 to 6 p.m. today at Second Row Housing from the warehouse there. Then we got this message from Susan already, but I'll read it again. There will be a craft sale this Saturday, tomorrow, September 20th, at the VFW Bingo Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Doors open at 9 a.m. for vendors. It's $10 a table, $5 for half a table. If you have any questions, you can text or call Susan at 545-7524. And another Tundra Drum announcement, the Native Arts Department, and I think they're referring to KUC, the Kuskokwim campus, is hosting a sewing bag workshop Saturday and Sunday. That's tomorrow and Sunday. Also, the keychain workshop will be on October 2nd and 3rd. If anyone would like to sign up or get more information, please email why don't you go ahead and just call 907-543-4526. Okay. Also, if you are interested in the craft workshops that I just described, you can also call the front desk at KUC, 543-4500, and just ask about it, and they'll direct you. All right. Those are very popular workshops, too, so get on it if you're interested. I have a anonymous caller from the Lower Yukon. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air, and you might need to turn off your radio in the background because it has a delay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you turn off that radio?
Oh, well, it causes a delay. No, it's okay. It's okay. So, what's up?
Oh, is this am I on?
You're on, and this is Diane, and you're on
Talkline
right now.
Oh, good morning to you. I really love your talk show. I've been watching it and listening since you guys got on. But I wanted to say to that lady that keep bringing up this transgender issue.
Okay, be careful.
I have a surprise for her. I want to, I hope she's listening. And I found this in the Bible by one time. I was very depressed and sad. I run into this verse that really, I was totally surprised. And it's this. It's on Luke 17, verse 34. And I want this lady to listen to it. And a verse says, I tell you, on that night, there will be two men in one bed. One will be taken and the other will be left. Now, my point is this. Many, many Christians and many pastors and fathers and nuns always avoid this verse. And I always wondered why. And here, there's a verse in the Bible that says, he will take one and leave the other behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that lady who has a transgender problem, there's another verse below that. Now, he was telling them a parable to show that all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart. If she has God in her heart and believe in that, she needs to pray.
Okay, so just never mind her, but you're pointing out what gives you guidance in the Bible, right? On this?
Yes, it gives me guidance, and I really love the subjects that I'm hearing, too, regarding travel.
Yeah, with YK.
I became one of those traveling to Bethel. I ended up in Anchorage, and like that person from Antioch, they told me the same thing. Bethel has to pay for it. And then Bethel said, no, Anchorage got to pay for it. And I damn near got stuck over there. So I challenged their whatever they were telling me, and I'm telling them, no, you guys brought me over here. You just can't dump me like that. I don't have nowhere to go. I don't know nobody in Anchorage, and you just can't leave me. And I spoke to this one lady, and she finally understood what was going on, and she got me a ticket home. I think Bethel Travel needs to reorganize or reform or hire new employees. I don't know, but they need to solve this area. And yeah. My last closing is sharing. There's a lot of moose being caught all over Lower Yukon. My village is packed with moose. I mean, you could just go right across the river and knock down a moose. There are over 30 of them across there. But when you do cut your meat, remember the elders that have no transportation or anybody to hunt for them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the people that are disabled also. Think of them.
Yeah.
And we need to pick up our native way of sharing again. Because we are gradually losing it, and the people are starting to, I hate to say this, they're gradually becoming stingy. We need to change that. We need to go back to what our elders taught us, sharing. And you guys enjoy your show, and like I am.
Yeah, well,
thank
you.
Be safe and take care. And
okay.
Be careful. I'll see you.
You too. Enjoy the day. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. That is something like I really enjoy about Yupik culture, is like when a kid gets their first catch and they're instructed to give it away and to kind of remind them that they hunt for others, not just for themselves. I think that's a really beautiful part of the culture. And probably, I mean, you couldn't survive out here for 10,000 years if you didn't share a little bit. Like, because everybody at some point is going to need something. I used to, well, quick story. I used to live with a tribe in northern Luzon in the Philippines for 4 years, the Iboloy people, and they had a practice in their small community. And you had to hike 7 hours to get to them, so you were, like, way out there. And they believed in sharing everything. So if somebody ended up with a few more chickens, or if they had a really big rice crop, or they had extra anything, their practice was to throw a feast, what they called a kanyao. They throw a feast, and they give it all away. And it balances out the village again. And the other thing is, if you went to somebody's bamboo little house that they lived in, and there was something there you needed, you were free to take it without asking. And so that just blew my mind. I hadn't, because they're more collective, not individualistic. And so I just saw a lot of beautiful practices like that. And your culture reminds me of some of those practices. Okay, so we're winding down our show. Really appreciate the calls. It's good to hear from a lot of people. And real quick, the movies are Him, H-I-M. I don't know. That looks like a scary, kind of aggressive movie. But are you going, Rita, to Him? You're not going to go to Him, are you?
So this weekend, I'm planning on going to Tunt. If I'll go as well, if there's no other plans going in the way.
And what are you going to do in Tunt? What are you looking forward to?
Just for a visit.
Yeah, okay, awesome. And the other one is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle. Now, it looks kind of cartoony. I don't know. Too bad Matt's not here, because he would know that one, and he would probably find a way to take a kid so that he would have a reason to go. Oh, I have to take my little cousin. So anyway, those are the two movies that are playing, and I don't know very much about them. And we have a arts and crafts tomorrow at VFW from 10 to 2, table set up at 9, and open house at Winter House, if you'd like to see the housing that they have there for people who are homeless. That's 11 to 5, and yeah, and you know, we have 3 candidates for Bethel City Council. It would be great to have a 4th, which could be a write-in candidate. I'm not sure what the process is if you'd like to be a write-in candidate, but you could contact City Hall or go visit and find out. So So that is our show for today. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk with you again next week on Talkline. Okay, bye.